It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. Today is the birthday of English poet, dramatist, and critic John Dryden, born at Aldwinkle in Northamptonshire in 1631. He so dominated the literary scene in England in the late 17th century that it came to be known as the Age of Dryden. About 1644, he was admitted to the Westminster School, where he received a predominantly classical education, which gave him an easy and lifelong familiarity with classical literature. In 1650, he entered Trinity College, Cambridge, where he took his B.A. degree in 1654. What Dryden did between leaving the university in 1654 and the restoration of Charles II in 1660 is not known with certainty. When King Charles was restored to the throne in May 1660, Dryden joined the poets of the day in welcoming him back to England. For the coronation in 1661, he wrote poems designed to dignify and strengthen the monarchy, and to invest the young king with an aura of majesty, permanence, and even divinity. Thereafter, Dryden's ambitions and fortunes as a writer were shaped by his relationship with the monarchy. On December 1, 1663, he married Elizabeth Howard, the youngest daughter of Thomas Howard, the first Earl of Berkshire. Soon after his restoration to the throne, Charles II granted two patents for theaters, which had been closed by the Puritans in 1642. Dryden soon joined the little band of dramatists who were writing new plays for the revived English theater. In 1667, Dryden had a remarkable hit with a tragic comedy, Secret Love, or The Maiden Queen, which appealed particularly to the king. The part of Florimel, a gay and witty maid of honor, was played to perfection by the king's latest mistress, the actress Nell Gwynn. In 1668, Dryden published Of Dramatic Poesy, a leisurely discussion among four contemporary writers, of whom Dryden is one. This work is a defense of English drama against the champions of both ancient classical drama and the neoclassical French theater, and it became a cornerstone document of modern literary criticism. Dryden's early fondness for heroic plays caused him to cater to audiences that loved drums and trumpets, rant and extravagance, stage battles, rich costumes, and exotic scenes. He abandoned this sort of crowd-pleasing rant and bombast in 1672, with his brilliant comedy Marriage à la Mode, in which the Restoration Battle of the Sexes was given a brilliantly sophisicated turn. Equally fine was his tragedy All for Love in 1677, which is based on Shakespeare's play Antony and Cleopatra. Besides being the greatest English poet of the later 17th century, Dryden wrote almost 30 tragedies, comedies, and dramatic operas. He also made a valuable contribution in his commentaries on poetry and drama, which are sufficiently extensive and original to entitle him to be considered, in the words of Dr. Samuel Johnson, the father of English criticism. He died in 1700 and was buried in Westminster Abbey between Chaucer and Abraham Cowley in Poet's Corner. In the 20th century, there was a notable revival of interest in his poems, plays, and criticism, and much scholarly work was done on them. In the late 20th century, his reputation stood almost as high as at any time since his death. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 19th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.